and welcome to another brand new episode of What She On About. I'm Mitzi.
Oh, sorry. I'm Kat. Clearly delayed. Is it 2019 already?
I know. I can't even believe that we've gotten this far. I swear, after 1999, as soon as we got to 2000, everything has just raced by.
It's crazy.
It is just right? Nuts. I'm telling you.
I'm like, wasn't it 2000, like, just a second ago?
Yeah, I definitely remember that. And then all of a sudden now we're 2019, about to be like in a year 2020. That's just crazy. Like, how many movies have the future being in 2020 in a dystopian world where, like, there's
seriously,
you know what I mean? Or we've got flying cars or any of those things. I mean, it's just crazy.
I mean, we're almost there. We have drones. Mm-hmm. We have a crazy ass leader.
That's true.
Who's wreaking havoc.
Self-driving cars.
Yeah. Apparently the emissions went up. Is it emissions?
Probably.
Went up for the first time in like
I believe some odd years. I definitely believe it because that the crazy current president has chopped all of the regulations and agreements. Things like that. That President Obama had because, you know, he's a dick. So
I mean, it wasn't just President Obama. It's, I mean, the Paris Accord was like the world trying to stop us from, like, you know, what's that imploding movie with the dumb dog? Exactly. Looking like The Simpsons, you know. So there's still no clean water in Flint. So
yes. I mean, and it's been soon. Like, what, 4 years now? 4 or 5 years for Flint? I mean, it's just garbage. Just garbage. Anywho.
Well, yeah, welcome to 2019.
I know, welcome to 2019.
Please don't kill yourself.
Exactly. So this is the podcast where we chat about life, infatuations, pop culture, and of course, my obsession with Idris Elba, which of course I brought into 2019 with me. I'm trying to be good. I know, I'm trying to be good, but he looks so good at the Golden Globes.
I was just about to say, did you see him and his fiancé?
Well, I'm trying to ignore her and her ill-fitting clothes, as Ebony Diva 75 pointed out.
Yeah.
She was like, where's the pop wow? I was like, yeah, I didn't see any pop wow. She just kind of looked,
I thought she was, for some reason, I thought she was talking about, like, if she, when they get married, her wedding dress better be a pop wow. But I have to agree with Ebony Diva. I didn't love
her outfit.
Yeah, she
and
wasn't my,
Not only that, it didn't fit. And so I thought, oh, well, maybe she's hiding like a baby bump or something. I don't know. Because it just looked too big for her. You know what I mean?
Well, I think she's like one of those women who's endowed below the waist, like booty. Mm. I feel like she's little on top and big on the bottom. Because of the pretty flowers and how far they go, it kind of makes her look bigger there, where she probably is already naturally bigger.
Right.
Because she's curvy, and so that probably wasn't the best.
Needs a better stylist.
The best fit. Like, if those flowers went up a little bit higher, it might not have made her look so wide down there. But, you know, you live and you learn.
Yeah.
Oh, and it had straps. Maybe she was pregnant. I was rooting for you. I wasn't. Your fiancé, but those straps on that dress.
I'm like zooming in. Pop wow.
Her face and her makeup looks fantastic, and I like that curly hair. And so I'm done.
I mean, I'm just saying, I would have cleaned up better. I know I would have. But that's neither here nor there. I do have to try to like move on. Even though his show is finally coming to Netflix, Turn Up Charlie. We talked about it like early.
Wait, I'm sorry. Somebody really doesn't like her because on, I guess this is a BET website, they zoomed in on her hands. And clearly she's missing some cuticle oil.
Oh, no.
Why would they do that?
Were they zooming in
on the suit? That's just rude.
Oh,
or maybe I'm zooming in, but I can't not because I could see the white. Oh, all right. Let me stop because I don't want to. I'm trying not to be a hater in 2019 or sound like a hater. I'm like, somebody couldn't come to your house and give you a manicure?
Oh, I mean, with all the money he got, I'm just saying, it's like what they do. This is the season.
I won't even, I won't even say all the money he got, but all the money you probably saved because you're with somebody who's probably doing, you know.
Or paying anyway, for everything.
We don't know. I don't know your story.
Right, right, right.
I just, okay, God bless you.
Cuticle oil. And we'll move on.
It's crazy. Oh, man, I'm mad I saw that. Okay.
Well, his show is finally coming to Netflix in March. The Turn Up Charlie, the one where he's like a DJ and then ends up having to be a nanny to a star's kid in order to make it or something. I don't know. The premise sounds a little suspect, but it's finally coming to Netflix. And I will
wait,
be watching.
What's the premise?
The premise is he's a DJ who, in order to keep his career or keep his career going, he has to babysit. He has to become the nanny to some celebrity's kid. So he becomes a manny.
Oh, so that he can still be a DJ?
I think so.
Okay, well, we don't know yet.
We don't know. I have no idea how it did when it debuted in the UK. We'll wait and see. It's coming to Netflix March 15th. Very excited.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I've decided new year, new you. It's 2019. And I need to, you know, and he's taking her everywhere and doing his little videos with her. I need to move on. So I've decided I need to start finding Idris rivals.
You need to do your own legwork.
I'm just saying, like, if I happen to come across a hottie, then maybe my focus needs to turn to said hottie. Like, I was going through my own, don't ask me why, going through my own Instagram, and I found this whoo that I had posted a while back. I still don't even know how I found him. Because I don't, now that I think about it, I don't think he was on one of my K-dramas. But he is half Korean and half Black. Ooh. And he used to be a football player. So I don't know if maybe he made an appearance. Exactly. I don't know if he made an appearance or something. I don't know. His name is Will Demps.
With an S.
Yeah. D-E-M-P-S. Woo!
Oh, hello. Okay, how is his nose, like, so perfect? You're proud of yourself?
I am proud of myself, because, damn! Ooh.
He's got the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he's got perfect teeth, too? Man, listen. I was like,
how is he so beautiful?
I know.
He's a good looking guy.
Okay, he's gorgeous. I think he even has a brother, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he does have a brother.
I mean, what?
Yeah, he does have a brother. I mean, his brother's name is Marcus. Also good looking.
Yes.
But, you know, we won't compare the two, but no, that whole mix situation.
Ooh, this definitely... I mean...
That works for them.
Yes, it does. And perfect teeth. Perfect teeth. And he's a football player. Love the football players. So... Okay. Well, I don't know about loving the football players. I should say the physique of a football player is more what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for.
They get a bad rap.
The physique. Well, they don't call it the National Felon League for nothing.
This is true.
There's quite a few there's quite a few that you're just like, but yeah.
I'm surprised I don't know more Korean and Black, like that mix.
Yeah.
Given living in New York City.
Yeah, that's true.
I just need to up my Asian exposure, I think.
Yes, because let me tell you, you know, I've found quite a few on my K-dramas, which I quite enjoy, let me tell you. I'm like, hello, sir. Oh, hello. Oh, hello.
Well, his brother's off the market, so.
Is he off the market, too? Because I feel like I'm seeing
I don't know yet.
Wife. And I'm like,
is not his brother.
Or maybe.
Actually, I don't know if his brother's off the market or not. I think that might.
Picture of him with his little mama. Oma is probably what he calls her. being as she's Korean.
For Korean.
Oman, Opa. Well, not Opa. Appa. That's
what I was going to say. Appa.
Actually, Opa is what you call like an older, not, is he an older guy? He's definitely like a guy that you respect. And like, it's one of those things where you can call like an older guy that you like Opa, and he's all like, oh my God. Like, it's almost like you call him baby or something. So like, it becomes a big deal when like a girl decides to call like the guy that she likes Opa. I love my K-dramas. I actually ended up finding a new one over the break, which I was very excited about. Only it's 40 episodes.
Where do you, are they so. In, are you reading subtitles?
Yeah, absolutely reading subtitles, because I do not know Korean at all. I know a couple of words here and there just from watching soap operas, I mean K-dramas for so long. But yeah, no, I don't know Korean, so it's all about the subtitles.
That sounds exhausting.
I will say that you can't do anything else while you're watching it. Like, you know how, like,
no.
You can watch something and be like, oh, okay, let me clean this, let me watch this. Your focus has to be on the television because, you know, you're definitely missing stuff.
I tried to watch Narcos while I was washing dishes, and I was like, no, I can't, because I need to focus.
Yeah, because that's another one where they'll just, like, slip into, like, Spanish, right?
Right.
And then you're just like, exactly. Wait, what? And I gotta, all of a sudden, I'm reading the screen again. Yeah, the only ones that work is if it's, like, completely in English. That way you can, like, walk away but still hear it, and you can kind of know what's still going on. But if it's got any kind of other language in it, forget it. Just forget it. Well, anyway, it's 2019. New year, new you. Did you end up doing any goals this year?
I'm not going to say new me. New. Okay, I really want to. Mm-hmm. I really want to. The intent is there. I kind of want to. I want to turn this fitness thing up a notch. And I also want to be more organized. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be that person who writes everything down. I'm not. And not on a post-it
right.
that I can't find.
That you can't find. I know.
Like,
it's so funny because my friends reached out and they were like, oh, they're going to do like a bullet journal this year and stuff. And I was like, what? So I started watching videos, and I'm so mad I watched it, because this one chick, she makes this bullet journal every year. And she is, I mean, she's ridiculously elaborate. She'll make little calendars in her notebook so that she could look at the year in a glance. Then she'll do specific pages and things like that for every year. And don't you know, with all the notebooks that I have here, and after watching like all these damn videos, I ended up making like this sort of journal similar to what she did, in that I did a one at a glance. So every page had like 3 months on it. And then I did an individual page with each month on it, like literally drawing like a little calendar, putting in all the numbers and stuff. And then you have a different mm-hmm. symbol for everything that you're doing. So like a little triangle will be events. I decided to put like a little H for holidays and a dash for notes.
Wait, you bought this?
No, I made this.
Oh my
literally,
God.
I know.
One of those people.
I know. I was just like,
I'm not mad at you.
I'm
in
this.
Awe, because I'm like,
I can't believe I'm doing this. But I will say that one of the things I started doing was like a bunch of lists. So like books I want to read, web series I want to watch, new shows that are coming that I want to watch. And then I was reading this one thing where it was like, instead of doing goals, you do like a more and less list. So for me, mm-hmm. like more sleep, more water, more life balance, you know, and less in and out, less, I don't know, less TV or something like that, to make it like a little bit easier than having like super hard concrete goals. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. So far I'm like, okay, maybe I'll just do that. And then just continue with my list, like things I want to try, classes that I want to try. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to keep it up. It's January 8th. We're recording this on January 8th. So far for 8 days into the new year, I've kept it up. Mm-hmm. I just have no idea if I'll continue to do so. But I wonder if you got like a little notebook, you know, like those little notebooks that you could just always
I
throw in
so
your bag.
I have so many of them. I'm like, oh, this is cute. I have a couple of Moleskine ones that are not inexpensive.
Yeah, those
are great.
I have
cute ones that have cute slogans on them. I just need to use those damn things.
Well, yeah, that part is key.
Like, I'm like, you have, and then I bought, like, I was like, okay, man, maybe the notebook is, like, too much. So I bought, like, it's like a post-it, but it's bigger. It's the size of a notebook, and it has, like, calendar on it. You can write in, and you just pull the page off each time. I bought one of those.
Is it sticky?
Is it sticky? I don't know. I'm not sure if it's sticky or not, actually, because I wrote on it once, and then I kept it moving. So
your number one goal is to, like, write it down and not on a post-it.
Exactly.
Just gotta start there.
Good Lord. It's really a challenge now that I think about it. Like, not organized. And I need to at this stage in the game. Because things are going to get just more complicated, I think.
Yeah, and just more crazy. Anyway. I'm just trying to write things down so I know when things are coming. So, I don't know. I don't know what got into me, but I came back and I'm like, with the calendar, not the calendar, with the ruler, making lines, and I'm like, oh, you could have just bought a stamp. But no, here you are making all these little calendars. So it's like, oh my God.
But couldn't you have just bought, like, pre-made calendars?
Yeah, I could have, you know, but the thing is, I don't really want, like, a full-on planner, which is what I would need to get. I'd need a full-on planner.
Oh, yeah, that's
planner.
What they're called.
Yeah.
What a novel idea. Came up with that. So
no,
ingenious.
I didn't want a full-on planner. I really wanted, like, a notebook that I'd be able to put, like, all my lists and things like that on there. But but you would still need, like, little calendars. And the other thing I could have done was just printed them and, like, taped them in there or something. But whatever. I was just like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do this. But I'm really enjoying the lists because I like making lists. It's all about the lists.
It's like, but that's the same. It's like a to-do list.
Yeah, it's basically, the notebook is mostly a to-do list, but it has, like, these little calendars that I put in there so I can remember dates, you know, just like, oh, when's Mother's Day coming up? Because that's never a set date, you know, Father's Day, any big events coming. And we have so many this year. So I'm just like, okay, let me just write these down so I know what's coming. That's why I made the little calendar. Of course, all my concerts, I got to put those down. Only have 3 for the year, but I'm hoping to add more. So, yeah, so far I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that. I've already failed with my more water, less soda.
How long did that last?
Man, I think that lasted like, yeah, it didn't last very long at all. I asked for a Diet Coke on the plane.
I feel like, didn't you go back like January 2nd?
I went back, yeah, I know, right? I went back January 3rd. I did drink the bottle of water that they gave me as well, so...
Listen, while I was away, I played myself and I probably drank the least amount of water I've had ever drank probably in my a long time.
Oh, wow.
And I'm paying for it.
Yeah,
I'm like, how can you? I don't even know how I'm alive. Like, I drank maybe 3 or 4 glasses of water. And that was after I realized, oh, I haven't been drinking any water.
For the last couple of days. Oh, no. And you were gone for like 2 weeks.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
10 days.
Oh dear, oh dear. Bananas. Oh dear. Yeah, I know. I definitely definitely need to continue with the more water. So I'm trying to at least make the rule like water at work and drinking as much there during the day. And just staying away from the vending machines with their evil.
What's in your vending machines?
Carbonated beverages. Most of them are soda ones, and then we have, like, one, I think, that has, like, snacks and stuff. But it's really out of the way, and I hardly ever go to it. So for me, it's really the 25-cent sodas that are tempting. Very, very tempting. You know, quick Diet Coke here. Just need a quarter. It's almost like a quarter water.
I feel like if you stop drinking Diet Coke for 2 weeks, once you taste it again, you'll be like, why was I ever drinking this swill?
Really? No? You think?
I felt like that way about Coke. Diet Coke is a little different because they make it so sweet. Whereas Coke, I didn't drink Coke for like 2 weeks. And then I was like, oh, let me have a Coke. And I'm like, why do my teeth feel like, I don't know, like I just rubbed some sort of high industrial chemical on them. And
oh, wow.
I don't know. It was gross to me.
I don't know if I can do the 2 weeks, but I'll try. I mean, it does say that it takes, 7 days to create a habit? 10 days to create a habit? Something like that. Just got to get through that first, like, initial hump. I don't know. Certainly gonna try.
Me too. I'm gonna write in those damn books.
At least one of them. The cutest one.
And I'm like,
one.
Oh, maybe I'll just get a cute one.
Yeah.
And then I'd have like 6 cute ones. No. Like 30 cute notebooks that have nothing in them.
Well, maybe you need a notebook that you can kind of like keep with your phone, because your phone's probably always with you. So if you always have like, I don't know if you can, you know how people have like those little cases where you can actually put stuff in it. Maybe you could fit a little notebook in it, attach it to the back. I don't know. Something.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, over the break, did you watch anything new?
Well, I rekindled my love affair with Married at First Sight.
Oh, did you?
So I'm currently, they have several seasons now since when I watched, which I think I stopped watching in like season 5.
Oh.
So I'm currently watching season 6 with this Haitian guy. They're in Boston.
Okay.
And
wait, I think I remember that there was a Haitian guy on it, because I think Le Union Suite or one of those Haitian Instagrams posted like him meeting the mother, or sorry, his mother meeting her.
Yeah, yeah.
And like saying stuff to him in a side, you know, in Creole, which, you know, like most people wouldn't understand.
I'm going to pray for you. Her, yeah, she's a treat. Unfortunately, they're not showing as much as her as I would have liked.
Yeah, because that would have been fun.
But in the very beginning, when he had to tell her, because they don't know they're being matched right away. So when he finds out and he has to tell her she's going to be married, he's going to be married in 2 weeks. She's like, Marriage's not a game. You cannot do that. You can't play with your life. I can't even do a Haitian accent. Whoa, who am I?
Remember, I know I can't do one either. You were going good there, and then you kind of veered a little African.
Yeah, I lost my way, clearly. Ooh.
Veered a little African, but you were going there with the marriage is not
I game. Did get African. Who am I? I don't even know who I am anymore. Hell. Anyway. It's hilarious. So I started back watching that.
Nice.
And of course, I had to watch Bird Box, because apparently everyone on this planet has watched it.
No.
Including the elementary kids that I work with.
You're kidding. They watched that?
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. Man. I'm okay with the memes. I'm okay with the FOMO. I'm fine with the FOMO. I do not need to watch it. I can't watch it. Like, even the memes and some of the trailers, I'm like...
The kids are so adorable, and I'm like, the way TV is these days, I'm like, I can't see no kids die. But you know, I need to be down, so I watched, and I'm not disappointed. It was like needle, like edge of your seat, but it's not like R. Kelly. It's not real life, so.
Right, exactly. There's definitely that.
Would I let like a first and second grader watch? No.
Just madness. Nah, man. If anything, I'd probably just like go and look up what the movie is about, and like somebody who writes a blow by blow of like what happens. But like me actually watching it and feeling the tension of like what's happening and who's grabbing somebody and oh my god, this person's killing themselves and all that. Nah, man, I can't do it. Just like I'm not gonna be seeing Us, Jordan Peele's new movie with Winston Duke and Lupita Nyong'o.
Okay,
yo, that trailer gave me nightmares.
So the only reason I'm able to watch some scary movies or things of that nature is because there's never any black people in it. In my mind, it's like, poor white people, they're being terrorized. Like, this could never happen to me. So why would I be scared? Because I'm black and we just don't do shit like that. Am I like the only person? Guys, I need you to respond.
I'm telling
am I the only person who thinks that way?
You're not the only person.
Now, fast forward.
I was talking to somebody and they said the same thing.
Fast forward to that shit, and I'm like, wait a minute, that could be my child, that could be me. The hell? Fuck no. I'm like, I can't. I don't think I can. And Get Out already kind of like, you know, you could be like, okay, he was one black guy, but you can't just be around white people like that.
Right.
But not that I have an option. Like, I just came back from France and I was the only.
Sure.
So I'm like, am I in the second place?
Colonizers.
No, thank God I wasn't.
Yeah.
But you can also rationalize your blackness to save yourself.
Right.
Because there's just some shit that doesn't happen to us because we're not in the movies. So, like I said, push through to this. I mean, congratulations, Peele, but you're fucking up my whole psyche right now.
The reason why I started laughing immediately is because I had this conversation with somebody else and that was their exact point. Like, literally, they were I'm not, I don't know if I can be watching this, because then I can really see myself up on that screen. And it's too psychological. And it's just too brutal.
Girl, like, I saw this thing, the trailer too, and I was like, wait, hold up. This seems really scary.
What?
Who are all these brown people getting murdered and then kidnapped or whatever?
It's all psychological because, like, the people that are after them are them. But, you know, like, evil versions of them.
Yeah.
And they have to battle themselves. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah.
Nah, man. Mm-hmm. I'm not down.
I'm like, maybe there was a reason why we weren't in films before. Like, I don't know how to wrap my head around this. As a child, in the beginning, I remember I was afraid of vampires.
Right.
And I think it was our cousin Dimitri. He was like, you know, probably in his attempt as a child to quell my fears. He was like, vampires do not drink the blood of black people. They just don't. I was like, that totally makes sense. I didn't see any black people being eaten by vampires. That's so
true. So you're like, okay, I'm good.
So you can come. I'm vampires. Good.
I know you're going to go right past me. And go straight to exactly. Susan back there.
And go to Becky. Yeah. Like, poor Kevin, you asked out. Leo, there's a 50-50 chance. I don't know.
50-50.
But I'm good.
I'm
going to remember y'all. But and then you started seeing more black vampires or whatever. But then they started sexualizing vampires. So it was like, oh, okay, this could be kind of hot if I turn into a vampire by that time. But as a child, that's the only way I got over that fear.
You're like, I'm not it.
My blackness protects me from this stupidity.
That is hilarious. Yeah, man. My thing is black, brown, white, whatever. I can't do horror movies. You add that the protagonists are black as well. Forget it. I'm out. I can't do it. Back up, Bob.
Yeah, I felt like it wasn't really real.
Right.
Like, if you're possessed, like, I have, like, you know, I live with the Pope. The Pope's ninja lives downstairs.
Right.
My mom basically lives in a church.
That's
so I'm
right.
like, I have prayer warriors.
Yeah, that's right. You got the warriors for Jesus. So, you're good.
Exactly.
Sure.
So I'm never going to be possessed. So I'm cool with the possession movies. And black people never get possessed because we love God. Like, and we always talk about our love of God.
Right.
And
black,
we always
thank you, black
God.
Jesus.
Exactly. Black Jesus got our back with the possessions. But now, you know, who I'm afraid of are probably white people, because, you know, in the movies, mm-hmm. if there's a black person, a white person did it, probably a male.
Mm-hmm.
So they make me nervous. But all that other stuff, I'm like, I'm
you're
black.
Good. Right,
I'm
good. Exactly. You're good.
Vampire.
Oh, no.
Zombie.
Jordan is trying to come for all of us, man, because not only is he doing this, but he's also rebooting, not Tales from the Crypt. What's that other one? You remember that old show? So Twilight Zone.
Ew.
He's rebooting the Twilight Zone, I think for Netflix or for somebody, but he's going to be like rebooting the Twilight Zone. And I'm like,
don't you think that Black Mirror is kind of the Twilight Zone of now?
Because
not
like a twist,
not all
slash,
the Twilight
like
Zone
a more
scary.
Modern version of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
Because I really couldn't get into the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know if it was just because it was in black and white and like.
There's that.
I don't know.
It was like sci-fi. I'm not really sci-fi.
I don't mind sci-fi, but that one still was just like, I don't know. But speaking of Black Mirror, did you end up watching Bandersnatch?
Is that an episode?
Yeah, it's not an episode, actually. They just put out a movie. It's a Netflix Black Mirror movie, and you can choose your own ending. Yeah, they put it out, like, I think either Christmas or New Year's Day. And it's funny because
I'm going to have to add that.
It's one that you can't actually download because of the fact that they have alternate endings. So I've not been able to actually watch it yet because I'm like, I can't download it, so I can't watch it on the plane or anything. Or like on the bus if I was going on the train. And so I was like, all right, well, when I get home, I will watch it. And then I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Add it to the queue.
Yeah, exactly. But I did watch Killing Eve finally. With Sandra Oh.
I was just watching the thing. Yeah. Is it good? Because I'm going to, that's also
good.
On my list.
It is good.
Okay.
First of all, she's amazing.
Yeah.
She is absolutely amazing. I love her. And the woman who actually plays the assassin that she's after, she's pretty good too. She's a complete psychopath and she plays it so well.
I didn't know what the premise of the show was.
So Eve,
but I'm gonna watch.
Yeah, so Eve is in she is in like MI5, MI6, whatever, and she's tasked with finding this assassin. Who's also like a young woman who is just basically killing these people, but she's very clever in the way she's killing people. And so like the two of them become obsessed with each other. And drama and craziness ensues. Yeah.
Nice.
So good.
Yeah, I was, because she won the Globe for it. Like, and I like her as an actress.
Me too. And she was like thanking her mom and pop, her Oman and Appa. And her dad, like, as soon as he won, would you stop? And her dad was so cute. Like, when she won, he got up and he's like bowing and clapping. Super cute.
That's so funny.
So adorable.
Yeah, they're cute. Her parents were cute.
So cute.
Yeah.
I also saw Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. God damn, that movie.
They won
good.
As well.
It was so good. Oh, it was so good just to see a little brown Spider-Man. And then, you know, they were in Brooklyn. And so he's got like his mother had to have been Puerto Rican. So his mom was like,
yeah, he's half black and Puerto Rican.
Yeah. And so like with the dad and stuff and the uncle, the voice cast was great. The soundtrack was great. Yo, it's so good. I'm definitely buying it as soon as it comes out on DVD. And I plan on seeing it in the theater at least one more time, maybe if my movie passes.
You own DVDs?
Well, I shouldn't say that. Well, no, I still own DVDs because people still give me DVDs, but mostly most of my stuff is digital now. I've been getting all these digital codes in the last couple of years, so I've got like this digital account that's got like over 180 movies in it. But every once in a while, I still get DVDs. So if anything, I might just get the digital code. You're right. But, it was good.
Yeah, I need to be reminded when that comes out, because I do want to see it.
Oh, it was so good. So, so good.
Did you watch the Sabrina special for Christmas?
Yes. Not only did I watch the special, but I finally finished the season. Like, I never finished the season.
Oh.
I finally finished the season, and then right as I finished the season, the Christmas
special
came out.
Oh, lucky you.
I know, it was fantastic. I was like, ooh.
Like a bonus episode.
Exactly. I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Did you do that for me? Thank you. Thank you so much. I love that show. I don't know why I stopped. And as soon as I started watching again, I was like, bitch, why did you stop? And then, of course, I binged the rest of the episodes that I hadn't finished watching. I love Ambrose. I love her aunt.
Oh, yeah.
Zelda. Actually, I love both her aunts. And I also love, like, what's his name? Something Blackwood. Minister Blackwood?
Miss Blackwood?
Oh, no. No, no, no. It's the guy. It's the guy who's, like, in charge of whatever. I just like that actor. So, I think because of that, I'm just like, I am loving this show. Loving, loving, loving. So, yeah, I did watch it, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Super.
Mm-hmm. So, now, before we get to Ghetto Action News, we'll pause for a word from our sponsor. And we're back. One of these days... I swear, one of these days we're going to be able to slot in a sponsor right there. Until then,
so funny.
We will continue putting it out there into the universe by leaving a space for said sponsor. So our pop horn goes right actually into our Ghetto Action News, because the other thing that I watched was fucking Surviving R. Kelly. And I barely survived watching this freaking 6-part series, because I ended up watching the first 4 episodes like back to back, because I'd missed the first day that had the first 2 episodes.
Yeah.
Whew. Just.
Yeah.
My God. It's just I felt so grimy watching it. Like And the thing that kills me are the people who are like defending him. Who are still defending him.
To this day.
Yeah, like right now, spending all their time going into comments, well, what about the parents? Or the parents just put them up there trying to get like a payday.
I mean,
and or whatever.
Well,
and it's like, I'm sure all of that is actually true. But nevertheless, this man, like, preyed on young children.
Some of those parents are very suspect.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt that some of those parents are suspect, but that doesn't excuse what he has done at all. And the people who were like, oh, well, he was never convicted. Who is it that made a great point? Oh, I think it was Amanda Seales. She was like, that guy Zimmerman was never convicted, but you know he murdered that baby.
Exactly.
So, like, how is that any kind of, like, any excuse?
Not to mention all, I remember when that video came out, and I remember everybody watching it, and I'm like, I can't watch that shit. And I remember people saying, oh, R. Kelly. It's like, no one cares. It's like when the kids... I don't know what it is.
It became a joke.
Know if it, makes you...
it became yeah. a joke, yeah. like in pop culture.
But even
you
like
know what I mean?
Reasonable adults or maybe like older people at the time who watched and were like, clearly that the girl on the video
was
a baby. Like you could tell in her face mm-hmm. she was a baby.
Right.
And I think at the time he was saying it wasn't him, but you could hear people calling him.
Right, exactly. In the background talking about Rob, pick up the phone and all that stuff. I never watched the video, but. That's what they were saying.
So I'm like, okay, yeah, he wasn't found guilty. First of all, I didn't realize that it took so long.
For him to go to trial.
For him to go to trial.
Me neither. I had no idea. I mean, I think it said like 6-7 years, which is like bananas. And like, why?
Yeah, so she's 20 years old now instead of 14.
And for some reason, her and her parents didn't testify and wanted like no part of it. So, like, yeah, that probably didn't help at all.
But her father was part of his band. To me, it's so obvious. Like, that's your payday. Like, that's your boss. So you're choosing to get checks and make money with this man mm-hmm. over your daughter's innocence,
and
your daughter's soul,
yeah,
essentially.
Exactly. Her entire life. Because you know she's scarred. There's no doubt. There's no way she's
not.
Oh,
it's a wrap.
There's
and
no
she's
way
still
she's
there.
Not.
It's your parents, dude. Like, they're supposed to give a fuck about you, at least, if nobody gives a fuck about you.
Right. Those are
the people who put you here.
At the very least. But to me, that still doesn't excuse what you know that he's done. Like, yeah, the parents are definitely at fault as well. But
oh, for sure.
The people who are like, oh, well, it's the parents. It's just the parents. It's the parents. And you know them little girls are fast.
It's a manager.
And all that stuff.
It's
the
girl who brought her friends in there after seeing him
do what he does.
Making somebody give him,
Exactly. And then there's also like the people on his team who are going and recruiting these girls with him. The ones who are not saying anything. The ones who are like helping to keep them captive and all the rest of it. It's all of their fault. But there's people like completely still caping for him. In fact, his music streaming has gone up.
Yeah.
Like what?
Nobody can. Girl, I remember getting my head chewed off when I was in college. Cause this was like the 90s mm-hmm. or the late 2000s. Mm-hmm. From black women, girls at the time that I went to school, college with, were like, you know, they're always trying to take down the black man. And I'm like, regardless of the fact, that doesn't mean that he can't be a child molester.
Right.
Like, you don't get a pass.
You don't get a pass just because you're black and just because you're like successful and black and you get a pass
this
for doing
still,
horrible, horrible things.
This was on the heels of OJ.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was also a very like, racially
divisive,
polarizing
event.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then this was happening. So it was like, okay. And I think Tupac also was accused of some stuff at the time. And remember, I was an intern at Jive.
Right.
When I remember the day they found out that like someone published the marriage certificate of Aaliyah and Robert.
Right.
They were calling him Robert.
Right.
And they're like, is this real? They're trying to say it was fake. It wasn't real.
Because it
and
was
fake. And I remember
fake.
Not really knowing how old Aaliyah was. Like, when they said she was 14, I was surprised.
Yeah.
And I worked at her label.
Right.
And we met her. And I'm like, I thought she was 18. Because I remember that's how they rationalized that.
Right.
Because
because they lied on her birth certificate. Not the birth certificate. They lied on the wedding certificate and said she was 18. She was really 15. At the time.
Yeah.
Which you're like, okay, so he married a 15-year-old and he knew she was 15 because he knew to lie and put like a fake age on her marriage certificate. You're hanging out at high schools. You're going to malls to find children. Like the worst part, like
fucking mall.
One of the worst parts about this were the people who were like, you know, like his music teacher who was like, you don't need to be running around with them little girls. Or the police department or whatever who was like, yeah, he was always hanging at the high school and I don't know why he's always hanging at the high school. Or like the people who would always go with him to the mall. And then the other heartbreaking thing is like all the people who'd be like, oh, they put the name and then they'd say, met R. Kelly at 14. 15.
Yeah, their age.
Right.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, it was like, all right, well, let me start meeting them at like 17, 18, just on the cusp of being like legal. So that as soon as they become legal, then, well, okay, I'm not like not kidnapping, but influencing and sleeping right. with like in some underage. States, it's basically
the age of consent. Yeah, I think the age of consent is different, at, or considered an adult is not the same in every state.
That's
or something.
Correct. Yeah.
I think it's the age of consent, but I feel like that showed his progression from just your basic child molester, because you know psych 101 or abnormal psych 101 mm-hmm. is that. That abuse is not about, it's not a sexual thing. Mm-hmm. It's really about control and domination.
Oh, absolutely.
And so that's such a perfect, I mean, unfortunately, it was such a perfect timeline to show how his addiction, because clearly if you're on trial, my nigga, and you're still trying to pick up little kids, you are an addict.
He did.
You are an addict.
He absolutely yeah, because did. While on trial, he picked up that other little girl.
That is addict behavior. Like if a crackhead, a crackhead will sell his coat in the dead of winter to get crack. Go against your natural sense of fear or whatever, right. or self-preservation.
And still do it anyway.
You might could be going to jail. And as far as everybody knew, you were going to go to jail. They were shocked that you didn't go to jail.
Right, and you're still
doing it. And you're still engaging in the behavior. Oh. That is like addiction.
It's crazy. And the control, like you got to talk to me before you go eat, before you pee, before
yeah,
well, you
that's
do
what
any
it's
of those
about.
Things.
Yeah. He's like evolved into this like super predator. It's crazy. It wasn't anything surprising except Aaliyah's real age. Mm. And what was sad at the end were you're a parent. I mean, some of the parents, I'm like, okay, would you go to a R. Kelly grind on me, mm-hmm. sex? Come,
oh, that
like you would go to a concert
who went
with your
with,
kid.
Yeah, exactly. That guy who's
and
always
then okay, let's say I'm gonna be a cool parent
on stage. Right. I mean, at one point, right. like, one of the things he would do is he'd go into the stage and pretend that he was eating some chick out and then bring yeah. her onto the stage and put her in a cage. Like, he's telling you what he's doing.
Right. I'm thinking about that as a parent. Like, okay, my kids want to be cool. I'm going to go with them to this concert. Not because I'm a huge fan, but because I don't want my child to be unsupervised.
Right.
But the very chance you get to shut shit down. Yes, we're at this concert. Okay, fine. It's a sign of the times. They like this guy and he's a little not age appropriate, but I'm here. Mm-hmm. So the moment you could protect your child from going on stage, mm-hmm. you let that happen. Mm. Like, okay, even if I could get past the fact that you decided to go to an R. Kelly concert with your teenager.
Knowing, even if he had never been, okay, fine, he was never convicted, but you knew
let's say
the
we
rumors.
Never knew about that.
Right, but fine, you
let's
knew.
Let's say you never even knew about that. Let's say it never happened. You're still going to let a grown-ass professional grind up and simulate sex on your child while you're watching?
That's right.
Bro?
That's true.
Let's say nobody knew anything.
14.
I'm going to take my kid to a but that I think that's people want to be famous so bad and want to get a check so bad that they'll sell their children. Mm. I mean, I've gone to rap concerts and seen like 12-year-olds go on stage with the rapper and repeat the lyric. And the lyrics are like, nasty. Okay, they're not like this guy. It was a Logic concert and the lyrics were not like degrading or anything, but there was a lot of cuss words. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking that little kid, he knows every word. But before he said the curse word, he asked his mom who was like watching if he could say it.
And she was probably like, yeah.
And she was like, okay, fine. But I'm like, why is he even here? You know what I mean? But I've been accused of being like a super helicopter mom. But I'm like everybody.
But it's your
like, oh,
job
so
to
cute.
Protect
you should put
your
him...
kid.
Right.
That's like you brought this yeah. kid into the world. This kid didn't yeah. ask you to bring him into the world, but you brought right. him into the world. The very least right. that you can do is protect him until he knows better. And in the meantime, you're supposed to be teaching them so that they can protect themselves. At 14, yeah. 15, even 18, you don't know shit. Mm-hmm. You don't know anything about gross, grimy, disgusting.
And if you do
people.
Know, and if you do know, I want to know how you know, when you found out.
Mm-hmm. And why you didn't come talk to me and right. all the rest of it. So
and how much do you know?
Right.
Let's talk about it.
Look, there's no doubt in my mind that some of these parents are just... Or
they probably wanted their kids to be famous right. and they didn't think.
Yeah, like that last couple was the same way. They were like, oh, he's going to make me a star. He's going to this. And well, we thought, well, we were going to be there and we're there and we'll be able to protect her. I'm like, he took her onto the stage and you didn't see her. You didn't even know where she went because he took her from that stage. And
I would have been right up
like,
on the stage
what?
Too. Like, so what's going on? What you doing? No, that can't happen. Mm-mm.
Like, even yeah, no, before she even got onto the stage, let alone getting yeah. on the stage and then being whisked away. Like, yo, how
She's
bold,
17.
How bold yeah. do you have to be to bring a child up onto that stage, grind up on her, and then just whisk her away. Like, what?
Zero fucks. But you could be as bold as you want because no one's going to stop you.
And no one does. No one did. His whole crew. His whole crew.
They're lying. And then I'm like, people who say the girls are lying, but for what though?
Yeah, why would they lie?
Like, if he has nothing to hide, why is he paying them off? And why? So they could be called whores and sluts? So they could be, like, stigmatized by society? Like, what is the benefit?
Which is what happens. That's the only thing that happens whenever any of these people come forward. Right. And it doesn't even matter who comes forward. They did the same thing with that woman, Blasey Ford, with Kavanaugh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, what did she have to gain? Same thing with these women. Like, people online are like completely slagging them, that they're whores, they're fast, they're just doing it for a paycheck. Yeah. Right now, what paycheck?
Fast ass. If I hear that, I get fast ass girl. Yeah, I'm sorry, he's an adult. Yeah, that, and that's a narrative that's very popular in the Black community. Mm-hmm, where you blame these little girls. Yes. Oh, she fast, like her development, her body looks the way it is because she's fast, because you let boys touch. I remember hearing like an older person saying, oh, you let boys touch up on you, that's why your breasts so big. Like, huh?
What?
Girl. Yeah, so that whole, I don't even know how you watch all six episodes back to back, because after watching two, I felt the kind of way.
It took me a while to watch the last two. Like, I was tweeting like, oh my God, I feel so grimy. I feel so gross.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, that can really just put you in a fog.
Ooh, yes.
Because this happened. This is happening. This is the world we live in.
And then dude puts out a song called I Admit.
Oh yeah. What? I read those lyrics and I'm like, are you no, can I just tell you the grossest thing about this whole thing? The brother in jail with the teeth?
Yes.
The brother in jail with the teeth.
It was like, people have preferences.
No, my nigga, no. Excuse me, guys. I just have to drop the N-word. Like,
what?
You cannot prefer a child. Oh, I like older women. You're disgusting. You're gross. Like, you're both gross.
I mean, yo, he was definitely problematic too, because he saw nothing wrong. Nothing.
With his other brother not wanting to sell himself out. Well, you gonna throw me under the bus and I'm supposed to be okay with it for $100,000? Right. 100 grand?
Yeah. Did he even offer him
and I got kids.
To say that it was the brother on the video? Like,
yeah.
What? Yo.
He's like, I don't understand. And he was dead ass trying to understand why his other brother would not take. He's like, you could have been rich.
Right.
Who gonna be rich off $100,000, my nigga? What? I was like, oh, I get it. You stupid.
And
you have no
morals.
This is
why you're in jail. This is why you're doing this interview.
That got me so
hot.
I was so tight. I need to stop talking about this.
I know.
Got me talking all hood and shit.
I know.
I was like, wait, did he just say that?
Yes, he did. I'm like,
you could have, I don't understand. You could have been rich. Huh?
Oh, and people just have preferences. Nah, man. Kids are not a preference. That's not.
I was like, oh, he's the devil. Like, he's just dumb, or he's like morally corrupt. I'm like, you are
all of the above.
You are you have no morals.
Oh,
I get it.
All of the above.
You have no scruples.
All
I see now.
Of the above.
I'm like, child. I was like, hold up. Ugh.
I know. I just hope. I know, right? Like, we got to be done with it. It's just, you know, you just hope that someday soon that this man will pay for the shit he's done, because some kind of justice.
One can
there.
Hope.
One can only hope.
Anyway. Mm.
Right. Okay. We're going to stop here. It's just too much. It's too much. All right, guys. Happy New Year again. Make sure to go to our website, whatsheonabout.com, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We have been going on for a little bit, so we will save all the great new reviews that we got for our next episode. But we did get a whole bunch of reviews. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. We really, 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 really appreciate it. And we are going to end the show the way that we always do, with an earworm, which, I'm sorry, I've still been listening to The Other People's Heartache Part 4 by Bastille, and they did this cover of this song that I didn't even know was a cover, by some band called Sweet Female Attitude, I think, SFA, whatever. They must have been popular in the UK, whatever. But it's called Flowers, and it's got Rationale and James Arthur, and it's so cute. I love it. I really like Rationale's voice. So that will be our earworm.
I don't know any of these people you're talking about.
I know, but I'm going to play it for you,
like,
and you're going to love it.
All right.
I'm going to play it, and I am convinced you will love it. Anywho, guys,
alrighty.
We will chat with you later. Bye-bye now.
Toodles.
Living without you is driving me insane. I'll bring you flowers, I'll make your day. The tears you cry, I'll dry them all away. From the day until the day, we throw it all away. Let's talk about it, cause I cannot live without it. Your love, it means so much to me, can't you see? Right here I'll always be. You go. I'll bring you flowers in the pouring rain. Living without you is driving me insane. I'll bring you flowers, I'll make your day. The tears you cry, I'll dry them all away.
By the way, did I say,
so lonely inside, I can't deny that I would break down and